Hi there, everybody, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Ernesto from the Yoga Bar. Welcome, Ernesto.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. So let's talk a little bit about who you are and what you do. So you own the Yoga Bar, but you haven't always been into yoga, right?
No, it was something that I never had in mind, to be honest. I always, had a healthy lifestyle, trying to eat healthy, trying to go work out, but it was more like that, like working out, heavy lifting, those kind of things, but I never thought about yoga. And I've been in the restaurant industry for a long time, like for almost 15 years in the restaurant industry. Okay. And I love the industry, it's fantastic. I love talking with people, going to the tables, but it's also very demanding.
Yes.
And in my personal case, it was too much. Okay. Like I was there all the time. You know, I was this kind of workaholic kind of guy that if it's my restaurant and I want things to be good, nobody's going to care more for your business than yourself. So
yeah,
I was like running the bar, running tables, cleaning, talking with people, checking that everything was perfect in the kitchen. And I was working sometimes 12, 13, 15 hours a day. And then the next morning, go to the shopping.
Yeah.
And one day, unfortunately, my body collapses. I was actually working out. I was at the gym lifting weights and I had a stroke.
Get out.
Yeah. And
while you were lifting weights.
I was at the gym. That the only good thing is that that happened in a public place.
Yes.
Because sometimes people have a stroke at home or something. And then time is very important to receive attention.
Yeah.
So the guy next to me was like, are you okay? I'm like, no. I was like, okay, I'm calling 911 because this doesn't look good.
Good.
So they took me to a hospital and I spent 1 month in hospital. And they said, like, you're too young for these kind of things.
Yeah.
And the silent killer is the stress. So one of my doctors told me, everybody's gonna tell you that you need to cut off stress of your life, but it's not easy. You know, you have a life, you have to drive in a complicated city every day, you have to run a business, you have a family, you have kids, you know? It's not easy just to say like, oh, you need to cut off stress of your life. So he's like, my advice is you don't need that. What you need is to learn how to manage the stress because stress is always gonna be there. But what you need is to start doing yoga.
Really? He said that.
And I was like, really? I love working out and you know, going for a cycling. I was like, no, please do. If you care for yourself, start doing yoga. It's going to help you a lot. So that was the beginning of my journey in yoga and in wellness, and definitely changed my life.
Yeah.
To the point that I had a business plan before the stroke saying like, okay, I'm going to expand my business. I'm going to open another restaurant. I even talked to Andrea and said like, okay, let's open another restaurant. And then this happened and I decided, you know what? No, because what I suffer is something that I don't want anybody else to have.
Yeah.
And it would be amazing to have a place that we can help others, at least to learn what this doctor told me.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to manage your stress. We always forget to breathe. We're always in the rush and we forget to breathe, and breathing is very important. So we started with breathing, yoga, and then we went to, you know, the idea was growing, and then it's like, okay, what if we incorporate a coffee shop?
Yeah.
So we have the full service that people can come, take a class, and then relax. If they want to work there, there's internet and people can work.
Cool.
But the idea was just like growing into our ideas, and then we put a business plan together and I started looking for a space, and you know, the universe was aligning and helping us in the way. And finally, in November last year, we opened the Yoga Bar.
Great. Wow, so you're relatively new.
Yeah, not even
That's
1 year.
Congratulations.
Not even 1 year, but yeah, the way I describe the Yoga Bar for me personally is like my oasis.
Yeah.
Like I still have the restaurants, I still have to go work. I don't work like crazy hours like in the past because I knew my lesson.
Yes.
But every time that I feel or stressed or overwhelmed, my best place is just to go to my retreat, go to that space, get a coffee, take an hour of class or two classes back to back, relax there. Even if I have to send some emails, it's better to be in that space that brings me calm, relax. You know, it's just, I love it. And I love the idea that now we can share these and bring this new approach of not saying you have to cut stress out of your life, but let us help you to learn how to manage that stress and your life is going to be happier, healthier, smoother. And that's the whole idea behind this.
That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, I could see that catching on really quick, especially if your members are allowed to do classes, hang out, have a coffee, have a bite, do a bit of work.
Right.
Taking other classes. Like, it sounds like you're building quite the community there of like-minded people.
You know what? That's another very important thing that I learned. I was talking with doctors. When you're in a month, during a month in a hospital, there's a lot of conversations with doctors, right?
Yeah.
And other conversation that I had was one doctor telling me that better than any pill medication, it's community.
Yeah, really?
He told me, you know, like during these years, they've been running a lot of studies and they find that longevity, it's directly linked to happiness and being in a community and feel that you belong and being happy and hanging out with people that make you feel good.
Right.
So I used to, as I mentioned, I used to work out by myself.
Yeah.
Now I do classes, and the idea of being in a room with 10 other people, 15 other people, like working together, breathing together, stretching together in the same vibe, it makes you feel in a different level.
Yeah.
And then after that, yeah, again, like we go out, we hang out a little bit in the coffee shop, everybody have their life and their things to do. But you know, at least those like 5 minutes before and after the class, just like help to close the circle, you know, of the experience.
Yeah, yeah, we are social creatures.
Absolutely.
Right? We need other humans around us, some level of companionship, I think, in order to live a long, happy, healthy life.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's what we're trying to do, and it's working good.
Good. I love it. Okay, so how could our viewers find out a little bit more about the Yoga Bar?
Well, we are located in 10 Plastics Avenue in Etobicoke, and we have our social media. They can find us on Instagram, on Facebook. On our website is theyogabar.ca. And again, we're not only yoga, we're community, we're wellness, we're happiness, we're a family. And again, Andrea mentioned, we both have this Mexican background. And you know, in general, anybody can tell Mexicans are very friendly, are very open people.
Yeah.
And we try to bring that little Mexican flavor, Mexican twist to our community. And just like be there it's beautiful during the day, to be honest.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm definitely going to have to come and check it out.
Hey, it's going to be a pleasure to have you.
Okay, wonderful. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast. And thank you, everybody, for watching. And we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ernesto.